I'm in an apple orchard, or at least that's what I've been told I am, but I see around me apple trees. But I'm actually going to talk to the woman who owns this orchard in order to find out where we really are. Elaine, what's your second name?
My second name is Gard.
G-A-R-D-E.
It's a French name.
Are you related to the head of the... What's her
IMF.
Name? Lagarde, the head of the IMF?
Possibly.
Right. Look, I asked you the question of when did you buy this piece of land? Okay. Go on, take it from there.
Taking it from there. My parents bought this piece of land about 27 years ago. And actually, we're going the wrong direction now. My parents bought the land 27 years ago after my father had searched the whole of Munster for a suitable area to have a fish farm. And now the requirements for a fish farm is that you have a river that never dries up.
I can hear a river in the background
there's
here.
There's a river and a weir. There's actually, this is in Upper Glamour, there were 14 shovel factories, spade factories, run by the water.
Did you say a spade factory?
Yes, they were. There are quarries and there are remains of weirs, well, you know, where they had... Whatever, built some...
They made spades in
Llanmire.
They made
spades because when you think about it, there were no JCBs and every road in the country had to be dug out by hand by a spade, you know?
Do you know, the reason I'm excited about this suddenly is that, do you know Patterson's Spade Mill in Northern Ireland?
I do.
Owned by the National Trust.
Well, no, because we have the last remaining spade mill in Ireland is on this river.
No, it's still functioning.
And still
functioning.
Oh, the one here is functioning too. Okay. True Temper is the last remaining...
Look, I came here to talk to you about the apples. Let's go back to the apples, right? But another day, I want more about spades on another occasion.
Well, there are other
go back to your father
spades.
Buying the land. Go on.
Okay, so he finally found that this river was suitable in that there is no dwellings really for about 7 miles. There's no village for 7 miles up the river. So that means there wouldn't be any pollution spin off from housing and that. So... this river was suitably clean, had the right quantity of water, you know, and a weir to feed a fish farm, which is suitable, you know, you've got
to... Why did your father want a fish farm?
We'd travelled the world, and it was something he just loved, the whole concept of the enterprise of creating and food production, and he just loved that little micro-industry thing and wanted to...
How old was he when he got the idea that he wanted to have a fish farm about?
Well,
just about. How old was he?
Been in his early 40s.
So go on with the story.
So anyway, he found this bit of land and he approached the owner of the land and he asked the owner, would he sell 2 acres? Because he reckoned 2 acres was the right amount of land he needed for a house and his little project. And the farmer said, and it was it was in the early 80s. And the farmer said, well, actually, no, I'm not selling you 2 acres. If you want to buy the land, you have to buy the whole valley. Because anybody, but it was cheap. I mean, it was agricultural land and it was cheap, you know.
Can you say how much, or is that a family secret?
No, it's not a family secret. It was 1,200 euro, £1,200 per acre.
Right.
Right, that was the agricultural. Now, agricultural land now is about 10,000 an acre, so...
Okay. Okay, so he bought what I'm looking at down in front of me.
He bought 14 acres.
And all these trees were there at the time?
All these are actually not part of what he bought. The land finishes here at these oak trees.
Right.
And you'll see where we're going, where the other... It's the valley finishes here. That's other other land, other forest.
Walk me on. Let's keep walking then. Let's keep walking.
So, he had to proceed then immediately to sell a site actually off that land to try to get back a few of them. You know, because, I mean, it was tough getting the money. It was very tough for them for those, because they did have something to sell, but sure, as you know, at that time, nothing was selling.
But he did sell some of the parcels, of bits of it,
did he?
He
sold one parcel just to help. In fact, my parents really, to be honest, they only finished their own home a matter of years ago, because it really was it was about juggling and prioritising forever.
Do your parents live here now?
Now, my father has passed about 10 years ago. And my mother is still here in the valley, and I have two of my siblings have also built. So we're very fortunate to have been able to
build.
I mean,
this is like Narnia.
This is fantastic.
This is like disappearing from human. I mean, I can't see a single house except yours, or your bits. Yeah. Go on anyway. So go on.
I'm glad you said that now, because I've started an art project which is about creating portals to a parallel universe on this piece of land. What do you reckon? It's a good place.
Well, perfect. Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. Portals to
a parallel universe. Yes.
PPU. Portals Parallel Universe. Well, PPU. It sounds like a public-private union.
Pardon? So it just cleared that, and I rang them the other day to know. And there was a big fight between the JCB driver and whatever over in that forestry. That's Tiernan Oak, yes. Tiernan Oak is, these are where the portals to Tiernan Oak will happen. I reckon also that cluster of firs and that cluster of firs.
For those of you who don't know what Tiernan Oak is, it's some mythical land in Celtic. Tiernan Oak means land of the young, and it had some kind of connection with ancient Irish mythology, which we won't go into in this particular audio boo, otherwise we'll never get out of it. Going back to the JCB driver.
There was a big fight over there with Quilcher the other day because somebody cleared that and they shouldn't have. And it's the ongoing saga about...
I mean, I could be in South America at the edge of the Amazon rainforest and I could be looking at what the loggers have done, couldn't I?
You could. It looks like this.
The
ravaged.
Fact that they're rubbishy old pines that we want to get rid of and replace by
deciduous,
proper trees.
Yes.
Would that be your wish?
It would indeed. Yeah? And I would think it's the most sensible. I think that's even at this stage it's even Quilch's wish. You know, isn't it amazing what was a new idea at one stage becomes the commonplace.
So go on, tell me some more about this.
So then my parents so this piece of land, my parents had some sheep in this particular piece of land. And
I see buttercups. I see, you can give something for the nature lovers. You know, are you a nature lover?
Oh, I am. Oh, yes.
Well, name plants then so we can capture
name the
interest.
Plants.
Well,
oh,
any of them. Any
goodness.
Old things. Give me any old thing. Grass. I see grass.
And plankton growing through the grass. And you've got the dock leaves, which, of course, send down the roots and bring up lots of the nutrients. This particular one, this one.
I often wonder if that looks like elderflowers, but they.
It looks.
Cow parsley. Thank you very much. We got scientists in the background here, giving us the odds.
So I mean, you're coming across a whole load of.
This looks like a hippie commune
well,
here.
Well, now this is a wood. This man is.
Is it a charcoal burner?
No,
go
that's
on.
Just a little.
What
a
is it?
Little fire, a little. Yeah? I don't know what you'd call it—a pot belly. He's boiling his kettle. He's creating a green wood workshop here. So that's making furniture from fresh wood like hazel.
Soft woods.
So that you can, in one day, you can cut your wood and create your furniture. It's easy to, you know.
And as it dries, it takes on more character.
Yes, I think.
I can see, yeah. I'm looking at a plank of wood that has been cut from here and little, branches of trees that are used underneath it, and he's made a table.
Hmm? Yeah, very sweet, very functional.
Can we say his name or is he...
His name is Stuart McIntyre and he's the artist in residence here at the moment, one of two, at this project, Future Orchard.
Now, you better actually say a little bit about Future Orchard. We've given a good deal of background by now and we know the limits of your ability to name... weeds in, right, we've established there are some limits.
I'm more into trees than weeds, to be truthful.
Go on, give us the orchard.
Maybe I have to sit down because you'll have to edit this actually.
Well, I tell you what, I'll pause this, right, so you can gather your thoughts, right? I don't do editing, by the way.
Oh dear.
I don't do any editing. I just I only do raw stuff. But I'll pause this. I'll pause this. Well, there are people who can edit and who can pull this audio into Audacity and get rid of anything you like.
But
flag iris, yes?
Flags. Oh,
lovely yellow. Hold on, I'm going to pause this so we can drool over the flag iris.